We're back in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Mr. T. Tomas. Where are we headed here, Mr. T?
We are headed to our guests, authors Catherine Wyatt Morley and her daughter.
Her daughter's Jal Young Welsh Cole, and this is a tough topic. Generations of rape and incest, and they're confronting it head on in this new book they have out called I Am the Product of Rape, a Memoir. Catherine Wyatt Morley, Jal Young Welsh Cole, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, this is a tough thing, and it needs to be talked about. Catherine Wyatt Morley, talk about this a little bit. By the way, I should mention Catherine Wyatt Morley is the founder, chief executive officer of Women on Maintaining Education and Nutrition. That's a nonprofit service organization for the at-risk and HIV-positive community. And she also founded Women on Reasons to Heal. She founded that back in 1994. Jalion Welsh Cole has been a director of Women on Maintaining Education and Nutrition, and she was writing at a very young age, starting with short stories and poems, and she was inspired to draw when she was a teenager, and these two together put this book together. And again, the book is I Am the Product of Rape, a Memoir. Catherine, start with you. Why did you write this book?
Well, thank you for having us. I truly appreciate that. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to talk about, as you said, this very, very serious and timely subject. And the reason why I wrote the book, it didn't start off being a book. It started off as a way of healing for me along the journey of so many different things that I was dealing with, and a way for me to cope with so many things that were going on in my life. And over time, I came to understand that there were so many women through the organization that you mentioned were coming to me disclosing their issues associated with rape, molestation, and incest. And these individuals had never disclosed those secrets. And so it became a very timely book and a very important read. And as I was talking to these individuals about what I was doing, they were saying, please write this book. We need a voice. We need people to know that we are serious and that this is something that is happening to so many of us, and we're afraid to speak up and speak out.
So people are afraid. They are afraid of this. Catherine Wyatt Morley is here, her daughter, Jalion Welsh Cole, and the book is called I Am the Product of Rape, a Memoir. Briefly, Catherine, because I know you can't hit all the topics here, what's the story about with you and your daughter? What's the background on this?
Well, the story, I Am the Product of Rape, a Memoir, deals with four generations of women who were touched adversely by incest, to sum it up in a nutshell. It starts with my grandmother, my mother, myself, and my daughter, Jalion, who culminates to be the fourth generation who has been adversely touched by incest.
Wow. So, and Jalion, let's talk to you, because you co-wrote this book, we should mention this, and what are the main reasons you got involved, and what do you want the readers to take away from this book? And again, the book is I Am the Product of Rape, a Memoir. What do you want us to take away from it, from reading it?
So, yes, I wrote the epilogue, Burning House, and the epilogue basically tells about my childhood, starting off with the happy memories of my childhood, and then later the readers will find me disclosing the trauma, the dark cloud of trauma that stole my childhood and my virginity. I would like for readers to take away from this that it is your choice to remain broken. Everyone goes through things in their life that end up breaking them or breaking them down in some manner. But it is your choice to remain broken. I want people to know that it is okay to move forward towards your healing and no longer allow yourself to remain in the broken state. Dust yourself off. Lift your head up high and tell yourself that you are worth more than the pain that you have endured.
Wow.
The gateway, silence is a gateway to mental health issues, and it's important for you to seek help.
Silence is a gateway to mental health issues, so you got to talk about this. Jelaine, where can any victims, young, old, anybody, family, sexual assault victims, where can they go to get help?
So, Catherine and I, they can reach out to us through our website if they would like to, if they feel more comfortable talking to us. They simply log on to www.CatherineWyattMorley.com. They can reach out to us. Just click on the contact us menu. They can go to their local mental health services. They can always call information in their local area and find out what is in their area. But it is very important for you to reach out to mental health professionals, and it is important to, if you don't feel comfortable speaking to a mental health professional, because some individuals have trauma from mental health professionals, I being one of those individuals, which is what led me to my manic situation where I ended up disclosing to my mother through a manic bipolar episode. There was trauma there. So if you feel like there's trauma there, seek a case manager, seek a friend, someone else that you feel confident and comfortable in disclosing and talking to, because again, silence is the gateway for mental health issues.
Where can you get this book, Catherine? Where is it? It's available at bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com?
It is available at Amazon.com. Just go to Amazon.com.
We're back in the lounge, Michael Horn, along with Mr. T. Tomas. Again, that book, you want to get this book at Amazon.com. I Am the Product of Rape, a memoir. Authors Catherine Wyatt Morley, that's C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T, Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, and her daughter, Welsh Cole, J-A-L-Y-O-N-W-E-L-S-H-C-O-L-E. But the book, I Am the Product of Rape, a memoir, I will help countless others by them coming forth, not only in talking today with us on the show, but writing the book. Go to Amazon.com and search for that book, I Am the Product of Rape, a Memoir. And so there we have it for you here on the show.